wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
If you go to an English-speaking school and they teach you Afrikaans, as an English-speaking person, you were at Afrikaans school?
I was.
Were you as scared as doing orals in English as we were of doing Mondelings? Because English-speaking schools, right, they'd make you at some point of your schooling, and it's normally like grade, would be standard 2, standard 3, mm-hmm. you'd start having to do Mondelings.
Yeah.
Right. We have to stand in front of the class and then, yeah, and goeiemôre class, and then goeiemôre Ryan. My gunsteling stokpad is om my saam my vriende in die park om cricket te speel. Ek hou baie, and then you'd buffer your Afrikaans by using the same word over. So you'd get like about 10 buyers in. When the Afrikaans guys talk, they talk like they can present a show.
That's why you had the Tony van der Merwe was any
Tola.
Yeah, no vis in die zoo. Ek is hier die enigste man wat nou dit op die show gesê het. Net ek the Kabi.
You as are Tola running nie, off on me.
No,
it's not good.
Don't say that.
Fish not about Tolly van der Merwe. Some of your Afrikaans words. Have a look at the WhatsApp line there, success. What are people saying?
Ja, iemand het nou hier gesê, vinger geaktiveerde, gasgedrewe, tabakrolletjie, aansteker. Mechanisme.
That's a cigarette lighter.
Yes.
Cheers.
Say it again, John.
Here is. Dit is a vinger geactiveerde, gasgedrewe, tabakrolletjie, aansteker mechanisme.
Yes.
Dis ons mondvol daai. Jon. Dan het iemand gesê 'n lekker kleurvolle koekstruif.
This, wow.
Do you know what that is?
A colourful cake.
But yeah, it's a colourful trifle.
Mm.
So there's a trifle,
it's a
actually.
It's a trifle.
That's it, yeah.
Ooh.
Ek het 'n Engelse kerel.
Kerel, I see. Okay.
Ja. En ek is Afrikaans. Ek is van Bloemfontein af. So Afrikaans is wat jy kan kry.
Exactly.
En hy het 'n verskriklike passie gekry vir die taal.
Okay.
En toe sê ek vir hom die beste manier om te leer hoe om Afrikaans te praat, is om na Afrikaanse films te kyk.
Ja.
Ons het dit gekyk met subtitles onder, en dit het sy Afrikaans so verbeter. As hy Afrikaans praat, dan klink hy asof hy Afrikaans is. Mense kan nie glo dat hy eintlik Engels is nie. Hy het eintlik sy liefde vir die taal gekry vir 'n bynaam. Ek het hom Poepenonnetjie Petrolletjie genoem.
Kom weer? Poepenonnetjie?
Poepenonnetjie Petrolletjie.
Wow!
Afrikaans people also have the best nicknames on earth.
Lekker.
Dis die waarheid, nee, Hempies.
As true.
Nou, Hempies, hoe kry jy die naam?
I went to boarding school, and right. When I was there at 6, I was the only one who was just there and back here.
Lekker man.
And
Hempies, tell us about that time when an Engelsman moet mondeling nou doen.
I need to justify or just to clarify that I'm from a very Afrikaans town, right?
Okay.
The most English name we had in town was Henry, spelled with an I. So when I was about standard 3, standard 4, grade 5, grade 6, Dustin, the first aid soap he came to town. But now, so they wanted to give him a nickname, and his nickname was Dustin, because that was the easiest to come up with from his name. Now Dustin needs to do his first mondeling in Afrikaans, in an Afrikaans school, right? Like, he's never spoken Afrikaans in his life. And he starts off with, my hond naam is Lucas. And we're like, no, your hond's name is Lucas, not Lucas. And then he says, my gunsteling ding is om met my vriende te speel. And then the dirty kid, you know, the one that never washes.
Yes.
Every class has one. He puts up his hand and he shouts, meneer, hy lieg, hy het die vriende nie. Yeah.
Arme Dustin.
Yeah. Dustin left about 2 years later.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.